Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Tune in. Grow in faith. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Thank you also for joining us on Mums FM 92.9. Thank you to the listener of Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. As we also say, thank you so much to Elders FM, 87.6 FM. So happy to be back at your service. Lameli Nake Musimanusile James Seadelo. It is a great evening to you. Once again, let us, of course, start the conversation by just sending a quick apology to you as we officially kick off the conversation. I know that we had anticipated to start earlier on. But we continue with the show. So happy to be back with you in the province of Gauteng. That is where we are. And I'm actually happy whenever I get to speak to Bishop D.K. Adams. And Bishop, I don't know if you have noticed that we always speak around the month of love. I remember speaking to you. You were seated there wearing a white T-shirt. And I mentioned at the time that it seems like Bishop is actually matching with our studio headsets also. So it was red and white at the time. So happy to see you, Bishop. Good evening to you.
Thank you so much, James. It's so good to be with you again. Yeah. It's been a while that I've been on Kofifi 97.2, and tonight, let me greet all the Kofifi landers and all the other radio stations. I think it's also Eldos and it's Radio Pulpit, and it's also
Mums FM,
you know, and
including also Rainbow, yes.
And Rainbow, yeah. So we are really happy to be here tonight, James.
Thank you so much. And for those who may just be wondering, Bishop, it is a Bishop Delton Keith Adams, Bishop D.K. Adams, as you know him locally here. Not only locally, I should actually be saying in Gauteng. I've seen Bishop going to different areas. He is the chairperson of our committees at the Gauteng Provincial Legislature, the GPL. So tonight, our conversation, Bishop, is to really understand what the GPL is all about, what the Gauteng Provincial Legislature is about. I've read somewhere that the GPL is more like the Parliament of Gauteng. Maybe help me understand.
Yes.
What is the GPL and what is your main role?
So good evening once again to everybody that is listening. Thank you once again, James, for this opportunity that we have as the Gauteng Provincial Legislature. You have positioned it correct that I'm here in the capacity as the Chair of Chairs, Chair of Committees of the Gauteng Provincial Legislature. So the Gauteng Provincial Legislature is the constitutional parliament in our province. Mm-hmm. And its core work, and it exists primarily to represent the people of Gauteng. Mm-hmm. Our work rests on key pillars, and I want to mention those four pillars, which is oversight, lawmaking, public participation, and cooperative governance. That is critical. Mm-hmm. Everything we do must ultimately return to one question, and I want to emphasize that. Are we improving the lived reality of our people? Mm-hmm. So the legislature is the people's house.
Yeah.
It must always return power to the people.
Yeah. So I think you have actually helped me there as a listener also to understand the role that you play. But when we speak about the chair of chairs, the chairperson of our committees, maybe explain it further, Bishop. What does it mean? Are there different chairpersons there? Are there different chairs, so to say, because you are the chair of chairs?
So basically what happens, we have the whole parliament consists of and maybe stands on two legs. Mm-hmm. To better explain it, one is the GPL, the Gauteng Provincial Legislature, and then the GPG, which is the Gauteng Provincial Government. Mm-hmm. Now let me explain the government quickly. The implementing force, I call them.
Yes.
The service delivery departments, which I call them. Mm-hmm. The core face of service delivery is with the Gauteng Provincial Government.
I hear you.
Not necessarily with the GPL, but I'll explain now how we fit into the puzzle exactly. So when you talk about the Gauteng Provincial Government, you speak about the premier, who's the head of Gauteng Province.
Yes.
He's a political head. He then appoints a cabinet, which is called MECs. There are 10 MECs, and they then oversee 10 departments.
Yes.
For example, roads and transport, health, education, sports, rec, arts and culture, environment, agriculture, etc., etc. But these 10 implementing agents, as we would call it, also have departments. Mm-hmm. So those departments must function. It is those departments that when we have budgets and we have budget votes in the legislature,
yes,
is the money that is allocated to these departments.
Mm-hmm.
And they will then have to spend the money that we give. For example, education would get about 67 billion rand. And it's not a thumb suck. It's factual. And health and wellness would get about 68 billion rand.
Yeah.
Infrastructure development would get probably 5.4 billion rand. And I remember the last time, the sports, rec, arts and culture, 1.2 billion rand. I can tell you the whole figures. But all together, the departments get the money, right? Now, that is government.
Yes.
Government must make sure that the people receive the services that they deserve,
mm-hmm.
whether it be health, education, etc., etc. Now, when it comes to the oversight and lawmaking for the GPL, as I mentioned to you,
yeah.
we have to make sure in our oversight mechanism duties that the premier, MECs, and departments spend the money correctly.
Yeah. Bishop, just then, what then happens if that money is not spent? Money is allocated to make sure that the people of this province that is led by Premier Panyasa Lesufi is spent. Whether you speak about education, whether you speak about health-related matters. And I'm actually asking this question because we have heard of instances where money is not spent as allocated to these departments. So maybe what then happens? What does the GPL, the Gauteng Provincial Legislature do in instances where money is not spent by a certain department?
I remember very clearly, and you can check the records,
mm-hmm.
is that in the parliament, in legislature, I stood up one day and I made a statement, a member statement, and I said that the departments that do not spend their money,
mm-hmm.
those who overspend and those who underspend, we must classify that as a crime.
Yeah.
And I'm very clear concerning that. So as the 7th administration, we were in the 6th administration, now in the 7th administration, through the MEC of Finance, MPL Honorable Lebogang Mahile, we have said that we will not give departments new money unless they have spent their old money.
Yeah.
So they can't come to us, even committees, they can't come to us and say that we didn't spend, we returned it back to Treasury, but we want new money. We can't do that. So that's actually the decisive action we are going to take, that departments that have failed to spend, overspend or underspend, we will not give them the money.
Yeah.
So this is important. So you have in the GPL, you have the Speaker, Deputy Speaker,
mm-hmm.
Chair of Chairs, which is myself, Deputy Chair of Chairs. We are the presiding officers of Gauteng Provincial Legislature. We also have these 10 committees. Now, each committee will oversee a department.
Yeah.
There's a chairperson of that committee. That's why I'm called the chair of chairs.
Yes.
Because I oversee all the chairpersons in the legislature. But there's also 8 other governance committees. So you get the portfolio committees, mm-hmm. and then you get the governance committees.
Yeah.
So there's 18 committees, 18 chairpersons that we oversee in the Gauteng Provincial Legislature to make sure that we hold accountable the MEC, the Premier, and the departments. You can be sure, the listeners must know,
mm-hmm.
we are not going to accept where monies are not spent for what it is supposed to be spent on.
Thank you so much. And for those who are only joining the conversation now, it is 28 minutes after the hour 6, day number 16, the second month of the year 2026. My name is Musimanutsile James Siedelo. I am in conversation with Honorable Bishop D.K. Adams. I've always mentioned before that I am the Honorable Siedelo, the self-appointed. However, Bishop D.K. Adams was actually elected by you to serve as a member of the provincial legislature. He's here speaking to us, and we want to understand what the GPL is all about. And I'm sure that as you're listening to Kofifi FM 97.2 now, you're listening to Rainbow FM 90.7, listening to Mums FM 92.9, Radio Pulpit 65 AM, including also out in Eldorado Park on Eldos FM 87.6 FM. You are now getting to understand that there is a difference between the Gauteng Provincial Government, otherwise known as the GPG, and the GPL, that is the Gauteng Provincial Legislature. Bishop, earlier on you mentioned that you preside, or the presiding officers, and because we are having this conversation also to teach those who are going to be voting for the first time ever with the local government elections understand that GPGs, of course, or the GPL rather, is at the provincial level. But maybe for young people to understand, and whoever may not have understood before to understand, what does it mean by presiding officer?
So basically, the four presiding officers is the leadership of the Gauteng Provincial Legislature. The duties of the four presiding officers, one, mm-hmm. is to oversee
yeah.
the legislature, that is the executive, because you have an executive in legislature, your executive directors, CFOs, mm-hmm. and your CEOs, they report to the presiding officers.
Yeah.
The presiding officer, the speaker, will sit as the speaker of the house, but any given sitting,
yeah.
all four presiding officers, and especially when it's long sittings, will get an opportunity to periodically go and oversee the house. So I can also be the speaker on any given day. If the speaker is not present and also the deputy, then I become the speaker.
Yeah.
And if I'm not there, then my deputy speaker becomes, deputy chair of chairs becomes the speaker. So we are presiding officers over the sitting. We are the ones that make sure that because GPL also gets a budget.
Yeah.
And that budget also we oversee to make sure that it's spent correctly. So it's a massive oversight and accountability portfolio that we hold.
Mm-hmm.
We also have the privilege to have what we call case studies, or we can go to communities and we can assist communities, and we can go other countries to have what we call benchmarking exercises. That is the duties of the four presiding officers as such.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Bishop D.K. Adams, the chairperson of committees, or the chair of chairs at the Gauteng Provincial Legislature. Bishop, earlier on, as I listen to you, I get this understanding that for each and every department, there is a portfolio committee. Maybe help us understand that. Yeah.
For each department is a portfolio committee, again, for oversight and accountability. So, because money, taxpayers' monies are given to the departments, which the MEC himself must be responsible for. So when we pass budgets in the House,
yeah.
that money then is what we as the oversight mechanism must oversee and make sure it is spent correctly. The oversight committee can call in the portfolio committee.
Mm-hmm.
They can call in the department. They can call in the MEC to say, you said in your APPs that you are going to do this, that, and the other
yeah.
in the beginning of the year, and are you actually on track to actually achieve what you want to achieve? We feel that maybe it's important to mention to the listeners that we want to make sure that the department.
Take Radio Pulpit wherever you go. Listen live on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also, follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts. Radio Pulpit, your Christian alternative at your fingertips.
And services not being delivered, we're holding all the departments accountable.
Absolutely, and that is how democracy works there as a listener. So you know that you don't have to wait for the election. In between also, you're able to hold your leaders. The election in between also, you're able to hold your leaders accountable, as Bishop is actually mentioning there. And with our conversation, Bishop, on and off air, I always hear you talking about oversight, whether oversight within the within government, or maybe oversight even outside there in our communities where service delivery is taking place or is supposed to take place. Now, let's speak about that. I've been with you to different locations. I remember last year when we went to different locations where swimming pools were not operational when they were supposed to be operational. Others were also in good state, in actual fact. We must mention some of those. And I've also been with you, even also earlier this year with the Back to School campaign. Talk to us about that. What kind of oversights are we speaking about? Because I mentioned recreation there, because swimming pools are related to that, including also schools. What other oversights are we speaking about here?
I think what is critically important to mention is that even though we are MPLs,
yeah.
and also we are presiding officers, presiding over the house, it is also important that we are intrinsically connected
yes.
to our communities. It is the very self-same communities that voted us into office,
yes,
and into power, if we can call that. I don't like the word power, but called us into office.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're not there just for power, we are there to serve our people.
Absolutely.
So it's important that we come to the ground, boots on the ground, to make sure that when we see, because remember, the city of Johannesburg is a municipality, it's a metro here in Johannesburg,
yes,
one of the metros, an executive mayor oversees that. But that self-same municipality falls under the jurisdiction of COCTA, the COCTA department in GPL. So when I do that kind of oversight as the chair of chairs, I then work through the COCTA portfolio committee. Like today, I was with education, going to schools. I don't go and make certain decisions what I want to do. I work through the portfolio committee of education because I can't overreach over my portfolio committee, although I am the chairperson.
Yeah.
I think it's only protocol and right that respect the chairperson and the portfolio committee and get them to call, to summons, so that we can get work done. So when it comes to the swimming pools, which is a city of Johannesburg competence, or maybe sometimes incompetence, especially when it comes to the swimming pools, that I did oversight over, I think I did oversight over 18 pools. And I was very aggrieved that at least only 55% of pools were opened. And some of them are still not open today. So we are not finished. We continue to press the button, continue to make noise, continue to call people to account. And that is what I do. With the schools, with the sports facilities, whatever it takes, that every MPL must make sure that through their portfolios, they hold the executive and the department's account.
Absolutely. Bishop Delton Adams is the chair of committees at the Gauteng Provincial Legislature. He's live with us, including also on our Facebook page, Kofifi FM 97.2. You can also watch the conversation live there. Share with others so that they know the work that is done by the Gauteng Provincial Legislature. This is how you get to know your GPL. It is your Gauteng Provincial Legislature. It is your parliament, as the people of Gauteng. And I'm happy that we are having this conversation as we begin the year, as we start this year, the year 2026, Bishop, so that more and more people are more equipped with knowledge about the work that you do at the GPL. Sometimes we see the GPL vehicles are passing by, but we don't really know what they're about, maybe. But I'm glad that through the conversations that we have been having with you over the years, well, at least since you started as the chair of chairs, you have actually been able to share that knowledge with our listeners, not only on Kofifi FM, but all other Gauteng community radio stations, including also Rainbow FM, currently listening to the station now on 90.7, Mums FM, that is a 92.9. We thank you so much also for joining us on Eldos FM, 87.6 FM, and Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Bishop D.K. Adams is here to share this information that is going to benefit you, because I'm sure that as a listener, you probably have a question as to how then do I engage with the work that is done by the provincial legislature? How do I get involved as an ordinary listener? I'm listening to the station right now. I wonder, am I even allowed to visit the GPL as a community member? What do I do, Bishop?
Yeah, no, for citizens, this is a very, thank you for that question, James. Citizens of Gauteng, they must know that the Gauteng Provincial Legislature and the parliament is their parliament, is their house. I want to stress that. I think what we want to achieve and what we're striving to achieve is to bridge the divide between the legislature and its citizens. You know for a fact, James, being a radio presenter and an activist in your own right, there was always that missing gap between national parliament, national assembly, and local government. And not many people actually understood the provincial legislature.
Yeah.
I think we played a pivotal role when we became MPL to begin to tell the people. People didn't even know what the acronym MPL stands for. It stands for Member of Provincial Legislature.
Yeah.
And we popularized it in our community to say it is also a parliament that is accountable to the citizens because they get massive budget. So the citizens can engage by attending public hearings in the legislature, in various places where these portfolio committees are. Submitting petitions, very important. Mm-hmm. Interacting with committees during oversight visits and providing written inputs on legislation.
Yeah.
Participation, James and Kofi Philanders and all the radio stations, is not a favor granted by government. It is a constitutional right.
Yeah.
The legislator works best when residents insist on being part of the process.
Mm.
Let me give a soundbite which is important. Democracy is strongest when citizens refuse to be spectators.
I love that. I love that. So being spectators will just be you standing on the sidelines, not really actively involved in what is happening there. And I believe, Bishop, you are also referring to me voting on election day and then just waiting again for another election day, not really participating throughout or in between that particular period of voting for my government and voting my government out.
That is 100% correct.
Yeah.
I think the people need to become civically aware, conscientized, to know for a fact that their right to vote is a very important right that we have, that people have fought for and others have died for and shed their blood for. And the fact that we can say, I'm not going to vote and I'm sitting on the sidelines, not getting involved, is a no-no, is a misnomer, and people must get involved.
Mm-hmm.
For me, people should be active citizens.
Yeah.
They must assist where they can, but they must hold us accountable. They must hold especially the portfolio, the service delivery committees, the portfolio committees accountable, and the departments, to say that they must do what they are supposed to do.
Yeah.
People must not just criticize, but they must be involved.
Yeah.
So when there's petitions, a petition can come into fruition when all other avenues has been exhausted.
Yeah.
That means you have gone through to your counselor, you've gone through various other avenues to try and get help.
Mm-hmm.
Now the community must be mobilized to then submit petitions to the Gauteng Provincial Legislature. That is one opportunity and channel they can use.
Mm-hmm. Bishop, I'm looking forward to, we are going to move on into that conversation in just a moment. Last week we saw President Ramaphosa delivering what is known as SONA, that is the State of the Nation Address. But I know that we also have our own as the government of Gauteng or the Parliament of Gauteng, the GPL, that is. We'll find out what that is all about. We always hear SOPA being mentioned, the State of the Province Address. But perhaps someone listening to Mums FM now, Kofifi FM, Rainbow FM, Eldos FM, including also Radio Pulpit, might actually be wondering what is a State of the Province Address. We'll talk about that in just a moment. You're listening to all of these community radio stations I mentioned, about five of them carrying this conversation live. We are Kofifi FM, and that is where Bishop D.K. Adams is at the moment, at our studio number 2 in Kerrister. 97.2 is the frequency. But you can also listen to the station alternatively on www.kofififm.co.za. Find the conversation live on Facebook at the moment so that you get to see as we are having this live conversation. Rainbow FM is also on 90.7, Mums FM on 92.9. 657 AM is where you find Radio Pulpit. 87.6 is where you find Eldos FM. So let's continue here, Bishop. We'll go back maybe to the conversation about SOPA in just a moment. But I want us to speak about, perhaps you mentioned earlier on that people have to be actively involved. They need to participate. One thing that I've also noticed that you do as the GPL, I've also been part of those engagements at the likes of Danny Van Sale. I've been to different areas where you also do a lot of education, whether you speak about the voter education, whether you speak about awareness raising also. I remember when you actually spoke about human trafficking. Talk to us about that aspect of the GPL in terms of educating people or sharing information with the people of Gauteng.
One of the pillars for the 7th administration now in the Gauteng Provincial Legislature is to bring the GPL closer to the people. And I must be honest, if you look at the stats, because stats and numbers don't lie.
Yeah.
When we came in as the chair of chairs, we were standing in our constituencies, James, at 3% public participation. Can you believe it? 3%.
3%.
3%.
Yeah.
Last year, when we received our reports, it was standing at 43%.
That is, over. It was 3% before, now at over 43%.
43%.
Yeah, that is a great improvement.
So you can see that we are pulling in the people. We are getting the people involved, which is important. Democracy is the strongest when citizens refuse to be spectators. Hmm. They must be involved. So when the issues of water, remember how we fought about that?
Absolutely.
Many people.
Yeah.
The issue of human trafficking.
Yeah.
So in the legislature, from the Office of the Chair of Chairs, I look at what is the prevalent, most pertinent need of our people.
Yeah.
And that is the subject and the challenge that we take on to see how we can educate our people. When it comes to human trafficking, we have gone to 5 different regions.
Mm.
Educating our people, especially the young children, especially girls, especially even the, you know, labor, where they are human trafficked to work on farms. Mm. So we have worked very hard in terms of bringing human trafficking out of the shadows and putting it in the light. So there are various things that we go around in the communities to educate our people, especially constituencies like ours that never ever saw the legislature.
Yeah.
And we are not ashamed. People, the principals will tell you that they have never gotten visits, but I can never come from the area and not come back to the area and re-educate and educate and invest in our people. Because now when you're sitting there, your people must know. And it's not because you are biased. It's because you also want them to be part of what is happening in the Gauteng Provincial Legislature as such.
Yeah, so you might remember as the listener of Kofifi FM that another head that Bishop D.K. Adams wears will be that of a radio broadcaster. So he's a radio host. I'm sure that you are very much familiar with him. DK is going to be okay. And as I'm listening to him there, I'm thinking that absolutely it is going to be okay with the people now being actively involved when it comes to matters of the Gauteng Provincial Legislature. Now, Bishop, a couple of days ago, sometime last week, I actually got a notice from the GPL that there is a State of the Province address coming through. And we had to apply for our accreditation as journalists, as media personnel for that upcoming State of the Province address. So I understand what that is all about. But there might be a listener listening to the station right now, and they are not really familiar with the State of the Province address. You always hear that preparation for SOPA, preparation for the State of the Province address. What is the State of the Province address?
I think it's very important because many of our people don't even get involved listening or watching on television because it will be broadcast live. It will be on social media handles of the Gauteng Provincial Legislature.
Yeah.
But the SOPA stands for State of the Province Address.
Yeah.
A few days ago, it was the State of the Nation Address. No State of the Province Address can happen before the State of the Nation Address.
Mm-hmm.
So the President speaks first, then the Premier. What does he speak? The state of a nation, the state of a province, and the people know the state. So if any of these heads, leaders speak outside what the people, the real lived experience is, you will hear the people making noise on social media saying, no, you're not, this is not what we experience. So the State of the Province address marks the official opening of the parliamentary year and outlines government's priorities. But we must be honest, the true measure of SOPA is whether it reflects the lived experiences of communities. Many residents continue to face hardships, inequality, and service delivery failures. The most vulnerable feels these pressures the most. SOPA, that the Premier will do on the 23rd and present on the 23rd of this month, Monday night.
Yes.
Must therefore be understood as a public roadmap. Can I say that again?
Yes, please.
It must be understood as a public roadmap, one that citizens are entitled to scrutinize and measure against their daily reality. It is not ceremonial. It is a promise open to evaluation.
Yeah.
So I want to give another soundbite here. SOPA is a promise that citizens have every right to measure against their own real lives.
Yeah.
So the citizens can have watch it live broadcast on legislative platforms and official provincial streaming channels, and also very, I think, also on television.
Yeah.
So it's important that they check the handles of the GPL. I think it's important that they listen to the Premier and what he says so they can hold him accountable. We will listen to it as the opposition parties, and also as the chair of chairs, we will listen what the, and I am actually rolling out, I must mention and announce, from tomorrow, I will roll out videos and we will scrutinize the SOPA of last year that the Premier promised, and we will evaluate it.
Yes.
What he said, has there been improvement taking place? And that I'm going to do as an opposition leader in the legislature to hold the Premier and the MEC is accountable.
Absolutely. I'm happy that you mentioned that, Bishop, because people can actually, besides listening to Kofifi FM, they can also follow the proceedings live, as you mentioned, on the social media platforms of the GPL. But I know that there's also a hashtag that is also being used by GPL, Get to Know GPL. And that is how people can continuously be informed about things that are not happening only leading to the State of the Province address. I know there's a lot of work. I follow the social media platforms, by the way, particularly on Facebook. And I see whenever you go out as the chair of chairs, there will be media coverage on the work that you do. Like also earlier today, I saw some posts there, but also with the chairpersons of different portfolio committees. Just earlier today, leading up to what President Ramaphosa said last week, I got to share with the listener what the chairperson of the Portfolio Committee on Community Safety, Dr. Bandile Masuku, had to say on the announcement of about the deployment of the SANDF. So I'm happy that with that, we get to share with the listener the views expressed also by the chairperson of this Portfolio Committees. So it is a great thing indeed, Bishop. But when we speak about the State of the Province address, and I know what you mentioned. You actually mentioned that it is for people to actually, in a way, hold the government accountable to say, you promised this. But what I have seen, because you mentioned roadmap, it is also a roadmap to indicate what our MEC perhaps are for finance in this regard. MEC Lebogang Maila will say a roadmap maybe for what another MEC for the Department of Health maybe will say while delivering the, tabling their budget at the provincial legislature. So that is the particular roadmap that we are also referring to.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think what happens first is the SOPA.
Yeah.
The Premier comes and he outlines what he believes with his MECs. Look, it's not his speech.
Yes.
It's the government speech that will be able to meet the real lived experiences of our people.
Mm.
In my view, every SOPA, State of the Province address, must be able to speak directly to the people's needs.
Mm.
It cannot be a tick box exercise and has no real of closeness, of warmth, understanding what our people are going through.
Absolutely.
So if there is a failure from one SOPA to the other SOPA, it is the very self-same oversight mechanism that is legislature that can hold the Premier and the MECs and the departments accountable. The people have the right also to come to legislature and ask questions, come to committees and ask questions. But most of all, it is important to mention that people have the power of the vote.
Mm.
And they can speak through the vote if they feel that what they are going through and what was said is not being done.
Yeah.
So that is the ultimate way in which you can actually, you know, make known your dissatisfaction, whoever is in power at any given time.
Mm-hmm.
So people must exercise that right. It also outlines the government's plans and priorities to enable not only GPL, but even for the citizens of Gauteng. What is the plans? We want to hear very succinctly and clearly. Now let me put my hat on as an opposition leader in the Gauteng provincial legislature. The issue of water is first and foremost a challenge that is plaguing our communities. The issues of gangsterism and drugs. Already there is a debate in Gauteng where people are asking, if you are deploying the SANDF in the Western Cape, are you with me? And why are you not doing it here in Gauteng?
relation to gang-related violence.
Yes, yeah. Although the president has said that the SANDF will be deployed in Western Cape for gangs and violence and drugs, and here in Gauteng for Zamazamas. The people are saying, we know that the Cape Townians come to Gauteng. And I will be asking that question too.
Sure.
Because they'll be coming to Gauteng also to do their nefarious and evil works here with us. So it's also a concern for me if there is this distinction between Western Cape and Gauteng. And we have a lot of gangsterism and people being young men being killed, innocent people dying. So it's important that this kind of questions be asked from ourselves as the oversight mechanism, because we hear the voices of the people.
Absolutely.
And let me say this, James, we are the voice of the people. So when we are in the schools, in the swimming pools, in the streets, and when we are in the sports fields, everywhere, we take the voices of the people and we raise them in parliament on behalf of the people.
Thank you so much for that, Bishop. 5 minutes before we get to the hour, 7 o'clock, you're still listening to Eldos FM 87.6 FM, Radio Pulpit 657 AM, Mums FM 92.9, Rainbow FM 90.7 out in Florida and other areas. Thank you so much also for joining us out on Kofifi FM 97.2 in communities like Westbury, Claremont, Montclair, Bosmont, whether you are out in Eldorado Park even, and all over the province of Gauteng. Thank you so much. But if you're listening to the station on www.kofififm.co.za, including also the streaming platforms of all our sister radio stations that I've just mentioned, thank you so much for joining us. You might be outside of Gauteng, but you are also learning there that in your province, there is also a legislature there. So now you know what questions are to ask when you have those conversations about your parliament in the particular province. Now, Bishop, as we first approach at the end of our conversation, I remember joining you as a member of the provincial legislature before becoming the chair of chairs. But I remember you were also out in Randfontein, if I'm not mistaken, where the state of the province address was taking place there. So this time around, where is the state of the province address going to be taking place? And maybe why is it so important? And I'm actually taking you back to what you said earlier on. Why is it so important to not have the state of the province address being done within the Gauteng legislature building?
Yeah, no, very good question. I think the vision of the premier and his cabinet and with the GPL is to take it to different regions.
Yeah.
So people will be able to have a real feel and a real visibility and experience of the SOPA taking place. Now it's going to take place at Nasrec. It was in Ikurleni, it was in Swane, it was in West Rand. Now it's taking place here at Nasrec on the 23rd, starting at 4 o'clock the afternoon. The reason why it's not at the legislature is because we want to take the legislature to the people.
Mm-hmm.
Let me end by saying this, James. The legislature does not belong to politicians.
Yes.
It belongs to the people of Gauteng. Its strength is not measured by buildings or speeches, but by how active citizens use it. Many people are frustrated at the moment.
Yeah.
I know that. The real state of the province, in my view, listeners, is felt in homes where water is unreliable, where families struggle, and where the most vulnerable carry the heaviest burdens. Those realities, listeners, are not invisible to us.
Yeah.
They are the reason the legislature exists. But democracy is not strengthened by stepping away from it.
Mm.
As I earlier mentioned, participation. It is strengthened by stepping into it, by voting, by speaking, by petitioning, by insisting that institutional work is done. If people are unhappy, the ballot is where that message must be written clearly.
Yeah.
Participation is how frustration becomes change. And lastly, the future of Gauteng will not be decided by a few. It will be decided and shaped by millions who choose to remain engage. So I'm saying, and we invite every resident to be part of this SOPA, whether it be on social media or the snippets on television or even coming, you know, just being around to see what happens when the portfolio committees are there and when the MACs are around. Mm-hmm. People must make their voices heard.
Absolutely. And you participating, as the Bishop mentioned, there is also through following the GPL on their social media platforms. It is a Gauteng Provincial Legislature. Check them out on X, otherwise formerly known as Twitter. They are also active. I see them whenever I go on YouTube. I see that they get to also post that their content there, including also some of the live proceedings, Bishop, because we are more online as the people of Gauteng. We are connected to the internet. So we see that most of the work, perhaps you'll be presiding there, or maybe the speaker of the legislature will be presiding over the proceedings. Then we get to see that on Facebook or maybe on YouTube. So our listener can also do that to make sure that they continuously follow these proceedings even before the State of the Province Address and the debate thereof of the State of the Province Address. Because I know after the delivery, we are going to hear a point of order.
Yeah, it always comes. There will be after the State of the Province Address, there'll be debate of the Premier State of the Province. All political parties, opposition, will be able to interrogate and navigate their way through the State of the Province Address the Premier presented. After that, we will then have the what we called the passing of the budget to be able to marry now, to marry the plans with finances. We don't know if the budget will be passed. We trust that it will. At the moment, it looks that it will be passed. If it doesn't pass, then we are in trouble. And we want to say to the listeners, we have their best interest at heart.
Absolutely, Bishop. Thank you so much. I mean, I've heard the MEC for Finance recently speaking about that during the media briefing, the passing there of the budget. But we wait for that, and we are hoping that it is going to happen for the benefit of the people of Gauteng. Bishop DK Adams joining us on Kofifi FM 97.2, Rainbow FM 90.7, Mums FM 92.9, Radio Pulpit 657 AM, as well as 87.6 FM, that is Eldos FM. Bishop, thank you so much. I need to leave it here so that my colleagues can continue with the radio on the other side. But thank you so much for having made time and joining us at this evening.
Let Christ inspire your day. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, bringing the Word of God to you.
You can now listen to Radio Pulpit from Sorbai to Sandfontein to Sydney. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also, follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, your Christian alternative at your fingertips.
Faith and love on the airwaves. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.